Thank you for holding. Is this Steven?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Steven. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about listing your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line. Oh, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you have questions?
The main concern is like I was telling her, I've had a LLC for over a year, but I've just now broke off on my own we was working for somebody and, we were doing percentages. And so we were paying a couple of subscriptions with like Angie's List and a couple of other networks. But the main concern with me is just affordability, because we're right at the moment, you know, we're putting out quite a bit a month, but I want to be on Google, but I'm just starting out, so I can't. So I've talked to some companies that want quite a tremendous amount of money per month, and I can't, you know, so I'm just curious as to how much it would cost.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Some marketing agencies, I mean, they try to charge an arm and a leg, and half of it, when you really look into it, is just them pocketing it, you know. Our company, we're a Google partner, so we don't have to do that to the business owner. Google's the one who signs off on the checks, so it's a lot more cost efficient for you guys. We're not looking to capitalize from the business owner themselves. So our pricing structures are just a flat rate, $299 month to month. There's no long-term contract or commitment required on your part. And there's a lot of other things that we would do for your company outside of just list it on the first page when you get that position. We would also develop your .com site. You know, you get your Google verification. Obviously, that's the first thing we do, so that way you actually exist as a business on Google. And then we also do a directory submission. So when you're Google verified, you're on like Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We'd even run some Facebook ads for you, and you'd have a Facebook business profile to kind of cover all your bases there. So that's all within the $299 pricing structure. It's not like they're charging you extra for each individual thing that we do for you or each individual lead that you receive.
So I could pay for that subscription, and then if it pays for itself, then I can keep doing it, and if it doesn't, then I can cancel it?
Exactly. That's how we operate. We've been operating that way for the last 21 years. Google's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 18 years. So we don't really need to require a contract. Usually business owners want to.
Yeah, because if you're making money off of it, you're going to keep paying it.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Any smart business owner, if you spend a dollar and you make 10 in return, and we could show you that through the tracking system, like, hey, these are the clients that came from our services, then usually you don't have a problem continuing to use it each month. So that's why we're able to offer it month to month.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So how long would the process be for us to get started?
So I would create your profile and secure that position for you. That would only take about 3 to 5 minutes, but every new account has to do a client interview. And then in the client interview, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. That's where they'll go over like what keywords and services you want to be listed for and the areas you want to target. That's where they'll actually like buy the domain name for your website, get an idea on how you want the website to look. So right now,
yes,
three to five minutes, but later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule, we'll need about 45 minutes.
Okay. I would probably have to schedule it for probably not tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Wednesday? No, Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Sometime Wednesday would probably be sufficient.
Okay. I mean, either way, yeah, it's definitely possible, Steven. It's just we like to get things rolling as soon as possible, especially when it's month to month. We want to get you up and running as fast as we can. So that's why they usually do same day or following day. But if you're absolutely slammed.
Well, can we do an appointment tomorrow about 2 o'clock?
Absolutely. Tomorrow at 2 for the client interview?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'll schedule a calendar invite for the client interview. So I'll send this to your email, and then we'll text you 1 hour before as well.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
And
if for some reason you don't give me, call me.
We'll call you like three times. We'll text you an hour before. If something pops up or changes, I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension. You could always shoot a text or call in, and I could reschedule it if we have to. But we walk okay. the business owners through it. So we're used to working with you instead of just kind of like set it and forget it. We kind of hold your hand and make sure everything gets done in a timely manner.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to schedule this client interview appointment for 2 o'clock tomorrow. What's your business email address where I could send the invitation?
Well, the only emails I have is my name, Stephen Bedford,
okay.
3377@gmail.com. Do I need to pay the $300 to hold the slot?
Correct. Yeah, but I need to create the account for you first. So let me create it.
Okay.
I'm just going to schedule the interview right now and then create the account. Give me one sec. Okay. So Eastern Standard Time to be 11. Ooh, I actually have 1:30 tomorrow. Does that work for you?
Yes, sir. I can make
okay.
that work.
Okay. All right. And then just to confirm, the email is Stephen Bedford. And it's 3377@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business. But what's the street address that I could send that verification letter to?
1515 okay. Highland Avenue, Dublin, Georgia, 31021.
Okay. And do you want us to display this address or have it hidden?
It's fine to display it. I mean, it's actually my residential home, but I don't mind it being displayed.
Okay. Yeah, if you do fine. Business from home, Google usually recommends that we hide it for you.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
We just don't want people showing up to your house and getting turn-by-turn directions to you. So it'll still say Dublin, Georgia, 31021, but it won't have the actual street address there.
Okay.
Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Usually we list it from like 6 in the morning till about 7:30 in the evening, Monday through Saturday, and closed on Sunday.
Okay. 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Mostly we accept cash or check. I mean, at some point we might get to where we can accept the card, but at this moment we're not set up for nothing like that.
Okay.
We usually get checks most of the time.
Gotcha. Cash and check, no card. All right, so I got the client interview scheduled for tomorrow, and then I have the account created. So let's go ahead and secure the position. And then before I process the payment, I'll also walk you through a voice verification to reiterate everything. But in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I'm going to use a credit card.
Okay. Now, is this card under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. It doesn't say Bedford Restorations LLC on it?
No, it just says my name, Stephen Ray Bedford. I don't have, at this point, I don't have, I have credit cards, but none under my business name.
Okay. The reason I ask, it's not that you have to have it. It's just, I want to make sure that when I send this receipt over, it does have the business name on it. So that way you guys could write it off here at the beginning of the year because it's considered a business expense when you do Google advertising.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you're able to write it off, and you should get it back when you sit down with your CPA. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter in the mail?
Yes, sir.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yes, sir. All right. It is 4707.
4707.
9305.
9305.
6865.
1380. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
5/28.
5/28, and then three-digit code on the back.
958.
958, okay. And then there's a security question in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if we want to be able to verify your identity. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll go with my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Stephen?
Katie Benson.
Benson. Okay. Benson. Save. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is added protection for you that's required by Google. It's going to outline the service agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your receipt. If there's anything I say during this voice verification that you don't agree with, or if you don't understand what I'm saying, just stop me. I can always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Bedford Restorations.
Thank you. And your company is an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you do want the LLC displayed in your business name?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know if that matters really, but yeah.
It doesn't, but it's just more your preference. I think it looks more professional, so that's why I had it in there already.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. And then it says, please state your name and title with the business.
My name is Stephen Ray Bedford, and I am the owner of the business.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. It says, as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we gave you the security question. So if it's not us, you know, politely decline. Let them know that you're already working with Local Splash. That way they don't charge you for something we're already doing for you or duplicate any of your listings.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it says, in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
What does that mean?
So we know what you already have, Stephen. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, like I was mentioning earlier, we just want you to double check, make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Okay. All right. And then as a part of the verification process, they're going to send you a form to fill out. It's essential that Local Splash receives that form with any required documents in a timely manner. These may include things like license or insurance if it's required. We have Google Guarantee. I didn't know if that's something. Well, actually, you're not eligible for that right now, so that doesn't matter. It just says, we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. It says, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. And then these forms will come through automatically. So when I process the payment, it'll come through automatically. That says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 15, 2025. The first month's payment of $299 is a non-refundable amount due to the discounted pricing structure and us buying a domain name and everything for your website. Okay. We do ask that you commit to it verbally for 3 months. Okay. But you're not binded to the long-term contract. It's just a 3-month verbal commitment we ask from you. The monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but it'll stay in this discounted price of $299 indefinitely. So you get this discounted rate for as long as you're with us. It's not just like a first month deal for the holidays, and then next month it's gone back to the $600 rate or the $599 rate. It'll just stay $299 as long as you're with us.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay. It says you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. That number is attached to every text and email that you get from us. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. So it's basically telling you to contact us by the 12th if you're going to discontinue. But, I mean, any time as long as it's before the system automatically charges you. So try to let us know before the 15th. That way, I don't think you're going to cancel, but this is just like full disclosure, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When this goes through, you will receive 2 text messages. One's going to be a link to the service agreement. So it's going to have everything we're doing for Bedford Restoration outlined there in black and white. At the bottom, you'll need to sign off on that. They're also going to send you a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. We have an app. I highly recommend you download the app. It's free. Doesn't matter what device you have. If you just go to App Store, type in Local Splash. It's our company name. It'll have navy blue L and an orange S. And you'll have your own UN and password. And that'll help you keep track of all your leads. Like if you're ever missing calls from the customers that are coming from not just Google, but Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, any of the platforms that we have you on, it'll save their number and their information. So that way you can still go in there and you're not missing out on those job opportunities.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And anytime
it's called Local Splash.
Yep. Local Splash. You'll see it in the App Store. It has like the orange and blue L and S with a splash of water behind it. Okay. Yeah. I'll stay on the line. Make sure you got it.
It's got an L, a orange L and a blue S.
Yep. There it is. That's it.
Okay.
And then the username and password will be texted over to you. The username is going to be your phone number. And then let me see if I can find the password here in your text messages. Should have automatically came through already. Let's see.
Text messages. Let's see, I got
I see it texted you the terms. Let me send my direct number as well. Hold on one sec. And then do you have a logo by chance? I know that's kind of off topic, but do you have like a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past, or do you still need that?
We have a business card, and we have plenty of pictures of work that we've done.
Okay. I would need you, or I'd ask you to send as many of them in as you can. I'm going to provide an email address for you to send pictures in. It's just photos at our company name at localsplash.com.
All right.
Okay. If you got the app downloaded, the username's your phone number.
Uh-huh.
And then the password is Map Mobile. MAPMOBILE. No spaces. Map Mobile.
Just all lowercase?
All lowercase, all one word. Map Mobile.
Okay. Maps?
No, no S.
Okay.
No, just Map.
No, yes. Okay, Map.
Yeah, Map Mobile.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's in there.
Yes.
And then that's also in your text, too, so that way you have it for your record. We also send everything over to your email as well.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. You'll have a team of us here, Stephen, so it's not going to be just you. Anytime you have questions, comments, concerns, or feel like you're missing something, just call in. I mean, it's 24/7 customer service, and I'll be here to assist you as well. You'll get an account.
Can you get the customer service number?
Yeah, yeah. So if you do me a favor, go to your text messages.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You see that 877 yes. number that we've been texting you on?
I'm looking. Call 877-635?
Yep, 635-6225. And then I put the email address in there for you to send pictures, and then I also put my direct extension in there. It says, hi, this is John. But that's our customer service line. It's attached to every text and email that you get from us.
Okay, yes, sir.
Highly recommend you save that to your phone, too. Because like I said, we'll be walking you through it. Like, no business owner out there is doing this all on their own. They usually have a Google partner because we're delegated the responsibility of handling it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think that this probably sounds like one of the better situations that I've talked to, because we've had some other companies that have tried to spin it. We may cancel the one that we got with Constant Contact and just keep it, because I feel like this is probably going to be the best situation that we've come across yet.
Absolutely. I've been here 13 years myself. If you look up our company, we have a 21-year track record. We've been in business since 2004. And you could also do a simple Google search, too, and just type in, like, hey, is Local Splash a Google partner? And that's the most important thing. We're right across the street from the actual Google headquarters. We operate under their rule and their guidelines. All of our calls are recorded by them. So you're as close to Google as you can get when you're working with a Google partner like Local Splash.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you're definitely in good hands. Yes, sir. It's the most profitable way to market for the last 18 years. I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. The hard part, I would say, just transparency off the record, just guy to guy. The first month, you're just getting a lot of things going. You know what I mean? We're building all the listings. We're getting the website going. So don't evaluate ROI based on that first month. Month two is where you're really going to see things pop, which is great for you because that means you're going to start off 2026 on the right foot. And then obviously the longer you do it, the more reviews that we build up, the longer people are seeing you, you'll get this pipeline of clients built up. It'll be reoccurring guys with new ones consistently coming in. And then you'll get to a point where you could rely on it solely to generate jobs for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
but it's not a flip of the switch. You know, we got to get the website going. We got to get all the online listings created and the documents and the information from you during that client interview as well, just to get things going as fast as possible. Once it's up and running, you'll feel it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I mean, everybody looks for everything on Google, so I believe that.
Yeah, it's not changing anytime soon either. So 90% of the searches don't go past the first page, which is why it's so important that you came on board with us when we have first page placement available. Now you'll be a top option on page one. They won't have to scroll to page two, page three to find you.
Yes, sir. That's a big deal there.
That's huge. Yeah, that's huge. I saw that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, and a lot of companies like that, they use Google to get the leads that they sell. So it's almost like you're cutting out the middleman, creating your own listings online on Google, but we're also going to create Yelp and Facebook. So you'll have multiple ways of generating leads with Local Splash. It won't just be your Google listing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day. The only things I want you to focus on, okay, I don't want you to get overwhelmed, but sign that subscription terms. It's really important you sign off on the agreement. Send in photos if you can this evening. And then client interview, I got you scheduled for tomorrow at 1:30.
Okay. Well, I know for sure that it'll probably be this afternoon when I get home that I'll sign the agreement. And I may possibly, depending on when I get home, it may be tomorrow before I can upload pictures. But I'll make sure I get on there and sign the agreement before tomorrow. And then tomorrow I'll have a little more time.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, we try to get it as soon as possible so we can get you up and running as soon as possible. That's why I say that 7 days we were telling you, make sure you get it at least in the first 7 days. We don't want any delays or anything like that. So the sooner the better. I just wanted you to keep that in mind and be prepared for the call tomorrow. And then if you have any questions or something pops up where you have to reschedule, just call in. You know, you got a whole team here with 24/7 customer service available to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll be available. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you then. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome.